1390 KJAM Madison.
It's time for Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM and AmazingMadison.com. Here are your hosts, Paul and JJ.
It is 2 minutes after 6 o'clock on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM. It is Wednesday night here from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. This is Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390. For all those outside the listening area on AmazingMadison.com through the Coach's Corner page, I am your host, Paul Vold. We got another great show for you as well. It seemed that Mother Nature was on our side this evening for the most part. A little bit warmer temperatures today. Supposed to get a little bit of rain here as we progress throughout the evening, which could affect some activities around the area for the next couple of days as well. Be sure to stay up to date if any cancellations and postponements online at AmazingMadison.com through the Randy Schaefer State Farm cancellations and postponements page. And also right here on AM 1390, we'll be sure to keep you up to date if any cancellations or postponements do roll in throughout tonight into your Thursday as well, which also prompts a winter weather advisory in effect from 9 o'clock here tonight on your Wednesday night all the way until noon on your Thursday. But we got plenty of sports to talk about here on KJAM. It's going to be a basketball-filled show tonight for Coach's Corner. Coming up later, we'll have Jeff Larson, head boys basketball coach for Coleman Egan. Even Brett Bozen, head boys basketball coach for Howard Tigers boys basketball. Those two gentlemen will be coming on the show as well. But our first guest coming in as well, McCook Central Montrose girls basketball coach, Coach Doug Durfee, joining us in studio. And Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
And just coming in here a few moments ago, with roads okay all the way over from wherever you guys had practice this evening?
Yeah, it worked out good. We practiced in Montrose, so it's kind of on the way up here anyways.
Okay.
Getting foggy, but roads were good. So.
Yeah, it seemed that we kind of lucked out. We were talking, you know, the last day or so, just trying to see if the weather was going to cooperate. And luckily enough, we have you here in studio. We had the backup plan all set up to go, and here we are in studio and talking about your Fighting Cougars girls basketball team with a 5-1 record, coming off a win as of last night to Hanson, a win by the score of 65-45 last night for your Fighting Cougars girls basketball team. You know, taken away from that, what were some things that you took away as from that win last night against Hanson?
Well, anytime you can beat a team like Hanson, you're pretty excited about it. You know, they've got a great program. They're always one of the top teams in Class B, so you know it's going to be a fight, you know, every single year. Coach Bridge has built up a tremendous program there, and, you know, escaping with a win is great. Got in foul trouble early, which was a little scary. So we had to kind of show our depth, and our bench stepped up and played great. You know, they stepped in there and filled the void and did a great job the first half and kind of maintained everything, and we actually took the lead going into half, and then we just started knocking down shots. We really cinched down the defense in the second half, and you know, our studs stepped up and did what they're supposed to do, and all of our role players really stepped in, and we had a nice balance of scoring and a nice inside-out game, and just one of those nights where we played really well. Made my job a lot easier, of course.
And it certainly helps with the experience that you have on your team as well. Of course, the main player that a lot of people know of, Morgan Kepsel, but a lot of other players stepping up this season, with Morgan being one of the seniors. Natalie Gottlob as well, coming off a knee injury. We talked about that at the beginning of the year. One of our first games here at KJAM was with your Fighting Cougars girls team going up against Howard as well, and also showed a little bit of foul trouble in the beginning of the year as well with Morgan and also a couple other players, but also a lot of a little more depth for your Fighting Cougars girls team. 6 seniors, 5 juniors, but also some younger players stepping up in some of those key situations. You know, a lot of those players coming up in situations like that. You know, who are some of those players that have to come up in some of those key roles, and especially in a situation like you said last night, you got into a little bit of foul trouble early to show some of that depth?
It's any given night, it could be a different girl, which is kind of nice. And, you know, there were girls last night that stepped in that we haven't called upon yet very much. But we've got, you know, nice supporting cast, both guards and posts. You know, we have actually 4 girls on the roster over 6 foot, which doesn't happen very often, you know, so we're very mm-hmm. fortunate to be big. So even, you know, if our bigs get in foul trouble, we got, you know, a 6'1 and a 6'3 girl coming in off the bench that do a great job. And our guards the same way. You know, two of our guards actually were ones that got in foul trouble early last night, and our bench girls, you know, stepped up and did a great job. So it's, you know, it's a complete roster, you know, compilation of, you know, just good girls, and they work hard and they get out there and they do the best they can. And, you know, they all have different strengths. You know, we don't ask anyone to do anything outside of, you know, what they're able to do. You know, I can't replace our point guard with our backup because they do different things, so on and so forth. So as long as they stay within themselves and, you know, play to their strengths, they're going to help us out there.
Yeah, and especially, Coach, with the way the season has started for you, 5-1 on the year. And also a bit of a good note is, well, an interesting note, only one home game so far to this point of the season. That one was against Howard as well, where you start off the year, the second game of the year in your only home game up to this point of the year. You know, just looking at to the way the season has started, you know, what has led to some of those wins as well to get you to 5-1 on the season?
Well, you never know what's going to happen on the road, especially, you know, we went to Dells last week and then Hanson. We go to Sioux Valley tomorrow night, weather, you know, permitting. Tough games on the road are always, you know, a little bit tougher. You know, if you play a team at home, they kind of have the advantage of that thing. So you kind of go into hostile territory a little bit. But our fan base is great. You know, even when we're on the road, we got a huge following. You know, last night in Hanson, we actually had a home boys game as well, but we still had a big crowd. You know, so that means a lot to us to know that we've got a lot of support in the stands, and, you know, they're all cheering for us. And no matter where we're at, we're going to have a lot of support there. But, you know, we just take one game at a time. It doesn't matter if we're at home, on the road, whatever. We've just got to focus on ourselves a little bit and do what we need to do against each opponent.
You know, what are some of those things that you just try to keep the most consistent up to this point of the season and looking ahead? A couple of tough matchups here on the schedule coming up here in the next week or so.
Biggest things that we've been emphasizing so far is our effort. You know, things aren't always going to go well. We're not always going to make our shots. We're not always going to play perfect game. But if we can play hard and we can play smart and we can play with a lot of intensity and effort, you know, good things are always going to happen. And we can keep ourselves in games and kind of grind it out. And every team goes through spells in a game where you're not scoring and you're missing. You kind of go cold, whatever. But if we can keep playing hard defensively and keep doing little things, keep confidence, you know, not let each other get down. We've got a lot of young girls that are playing. You know, they played last year, but they've got a bigger role this year, of course. So we're still trying to mesh and stuff, but keeping everybody confident out there. You know, you make a mistake, get over it. You know, we got to play through it. We're all making mistakes. We're all turning it over, missing shots. So biggest thing is just supporting each other, playing hard, playing with a lot of effort and intensity. And like I said, good things are naturally going to come with it.
And again, people, for those tuning into Coach's Corner tonight, joined alongside McCook Central Montrose girls basketball coach Doug Durfee here. Coach, you know, you talked about some of those young players that have seen a little bit more time on the floor, you know, getting that experience. JC Pulse, one of those players that filling in that position, I should say, replacing a talented guard from last year in Rachel Letch, who did graduate, leaving McCook as the all-time assist leader and also in other multiple categories. You know, early on the season, when those early games saw JC play a little bit of time in that guard role, also a good amount of players, Morgan Erickson along with Emily Beast as well. You know, with the filling in of that roster spot out on the floor to kind of step up in some of those situations, has it been more of a pick your poison with each game that has gone by? Is there a specific player, or is it kind of a trial by committee in that spot on the floor?
Well, you know, every year you lose girls, and, you know, Rachel was a big loss. She was a tremendous point guard, you know, one of the best ones we've had go through. I can't ask any of these girls to do what Rachel did. You know, everyone's got their own talents, and these girls that were playing, you know, Pulse, Krantz, Erickson, that are starting guards, they all have their own strengths, and we just try to play within ourselves, and we look at what tools they bring to the table, and we just got to use them, you know. And sometimes, you know, year by year, you reshape your offense a little bit. You look for different options. You know, obviously next year we're going to lose, you know, Kepsel and Gottlieb. We're losing some big girls. We're going to have to reshape and redesign a few things that you just got to tailor what you're going to do and what you do well with your personnel. And that's, you know, what we're striving to. I'm not asking any of these girls to do what anyone in the past has done. You know, we just kind of take a look at what we've got and, you know, how can we use this girl to the best of her ability? How can we piece this girl in? And we just try to form our team every year.
Yeah, and especially with you go year by year making those adjustments, you know, what have been some of those adjustments? You go from last season going all the way to the Sweet 16 and then also heading into this year off to that 5-1 start to the season.
We've got a lot of really athletic girls that can really play defense, and, you know, that's what we're kind of hammering out this year is our defensive intensity. And we kind of went flat a little bit last year on the defensive end, and it seems, you know, over the years you kind of learn different things, of course, and I'm very far from knowing everything by any means, but your defense kind of dictates what happens the rest of the game, you know, what I've learned. If you're playing good, solid defense, you're hustling, you're boxing out, you're getting loose balls, usually that translates into pretty good offensive night as far as movement and, you know, cutting and stuff like that. And when you're flat defensively, well, then naturally you're kind of flat offensively. So we're really focusing on the defense this year, focusing on our energy once again and, you know, trying to make things happen in the open court. And that stuff just kind of gets us going offensively, and we're running harder, then we cut harder, we screen harder, and it all just kind of, you know, plays off of each other.
And especially when now, Coach, that you head into this busy portion of your schedule here to start off in 2018, over the next 10 days, I believe a total of, looks like about 5 games in 10 days to be played, especially starting off with Sioux Valley tomorrow night. Then you go down to Mitchell, take on Crofton, Nebraska. Then next week, you got Chester at home, which we'll have over in our sister station on Jammin' Country 103. Then that next night, you go down to Baltic and then Flandreau in Montrose as well. You know, looking at this tough portion in your schedule, a lot of games to be played in that 10-day span. You know, what are some things that that you, the coaching staff, and also the players are going to have to put together here in this 10-day stretch?
We just got to focus, you know, one game at a time. You know, we can't look. You know, it's going to be a big matchup. We know Crofton's a Nebraska powerhouse. That's going to be a fun one, fun atmosphere. It always is at the Hanson Classic on Saturday. But you start worrying about that, then all of a sudden you forget about Hanson last night, and they probably would have beat us, and we forget about Sioux Valley. So, yes, we got a lot of games, you know, and right after that Flandreau game, we turn around and go Monday, and then conference Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we're actually in a big three-week stretch right now. We're just trying to focus day by day and opponent by opponent. You know, today we focused on Sioux Valley and Sioux Valley only. You know, that's all we're talking about right now. We get by tomorrow night, and then Friday we'll talk about Crofton, you know, and then we'll just approach it kind of as the opponents come up. Because if you overlook teams, you kind of look too far down the road, even at the end of the season, well, you forget things along the way, you know. So we're just trying to take it day by day, trying to conserve some energy. Obviously, it's a lot of wear and tear on our main girls that are logging a lot of minutes. So a lot of shooting on these off drills or on these off days, a little bit of drill work, a lot of scout stuff, and, you know, try to keep them healthy and moving as best they can.
Coach, also now kind of backtracking a little bit, you know, if there's one thing that for my short time here in the Madison area, also doing a lot of area games, it's been the play of one of your the big talents out on the floor for your team. That's Morgan Kepsel, and also a few other players that have stepped up in the last year that I have noticed as well. You know, when a team comes in to face, you know, your McCook Central Montrose girls basketball team, and one of those things is just you try to focus and try to limit Morgan Kepsel, but at the same time there's a lot of other players out on that floor that can still make a big difference. You know, you plug in Natalie, and then also you bring in Morgan Erickson, and just depth off the bench and on the floor as well, and it really focuses and really detracts away from that game plan that most teams try to come in and try to focus on Morgan Kepsel, but at the same time there's too many other players on that court that can have a good night by night.
Right, and, you know, that's what you have to win big games. You know, you got to have other girls step up, and, you know, obviously everyone's going to focus on Morgan, you know, and it's just a natural thing. She's been had a tremendous career and everything, but it's easy for teams to double-team and box in one and do different things on them, and if your other girls don't step up, you know, you're going to struggle, and our girls all know that they got the green light on open shots, and we try to work inside and out, of course, you know, try to get it to our high post, low post, whatever. We run our offense through them, but our guards have a lot of freedom. You know, they're making a lot of backdoor cuts, they're aggressive, they're attacking, they know they can shoot that open shot at any time, and the good thing is we've played 6 games now, and we've had 4 different leading scorers in our games. So, you know, Morgan's not all that we have. She'll have big nights, and she'll have big games, and she'll get hers. But these other girls are stepping up, and that's what the difference has been. We've had Natalie lead us. We've had a couple of our guards lead us in scoring, and that's great. You know, we got to have a well-balanced scoring attack to keep them guessing, you know, and that takes away that diamond in one, that box in one. When you've got five weapons out there, you know, they can't key nearly as well on Morgan.
Coach, also, as we start to wind things down here a little bit with your time here on Coach's Corner, and you'd been mentioning it, taking it one game at a time. Well, tomorrow night, you go up to Volga to take on Sioux Valley, a team that's only got a pair of losses on the season, one to Howard and also to Hamlin as of last night, did the Sioux Valley Cossacks. You know, what are some things that your team and yourself has been keying on here after after playing last night and in tonight's practice to be ready for the Cossacks come tomorrow night in Volga?
Well, they're a dangerous team. I mean, they put up a lot of points in a hurry. They got some tremendous three-point shooters, very athletic, get up and down. Not all of that is our strength, of course. We're bigger. We like to slow it down, you know, run through our offense. So obviously we're going to have the advantage in the post and the big girls. They're probably going to have the advantage at the guard play and their experience and stuff like that. You know, we got to find ways to slow them down. We got to find ways to take away the three-point shot, of course. You know, Granum's kind of their key. You know, she's a stud up there, scoring just a ton of points. And they're very creative with getting her open. You know, everyone's trying to shut her down, you know, kind of like everyone tries to shut Kepsel down. And they've just been so creative with getting her shots and getting her open. And they've got a lot of weapons up there, too. And they're a dangerous team. You know, I know they got two losses. But, you know, they can beat anybody any given night. So we know it's going to be a fight. We've got to score with them, got to try and contain them a little bit and keep playing the way we have been.
Coach, I want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. Safe travels this evening, and also hopefully tomorrow you'll be able to take on Sioux Valley as well.
Right. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Head coach for McCook Central Montrose girls basketball, Doug Jerfy, joining us here in studio as part of Coach's Corner. His McCook Central Montrose Fighting Cougars girls basketball team, weather permitting, of course, who knows at this point of the way tonight and tomorrow's going to shape up. They're going to be heading to Volga to take on that'll be Sioux Valley tomorrow night, but also on Monday on the 16th, or actually, yes, that is Monday on the 16th. It'll be actually the 15th. I'm losing control of the calendar and also looking at the schedule at the same time. But on Monday, they're going to be taking on Chester area. We'll have that game over on our sister station. That's Jammin' Country 103. It'll be a 7:30 p.m. tip-off, bringing the pregame show. So about 7:15 over on Jammin' Country 103, and also online at AmazingMadison.com. We're going to step away. When we come back, we'll have our next guest in studio, Brett Bosin, head boys basketball coach for the Howard Tigers. We will talk about his team in the season so far. We'll take a quick break. More Coaches Corner is coming up on Dakota's Best Classic Hits, KJAM.